Between 3,000 and 4,000 people crammed into a Monona Terrace ballroom, many wearing UW colors of red and white, and brandishing signs that said, "Bucky for Obama" and "Badgers love Barack." An inflatable cow bounced across the crowd. Obama seemed pleased at the turnout.
Never before have this many Packers fans cheered for a Bears fan.
Obama then took on President Bush on health care, education, the environment, and renewable energy, saying there are many things to fix at home. He also took on critics' charges that he's too young and inexperienced for the White House.
Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, who had two of the longest resumes in Washington, they led us into the biggest foreign policy disaster in a generation.
UW freshman Nicole Elizabeth Signer wore a cheesehead to the fundraiser. She's canvassed for Obama's campaign in Iowa. Signer says he's the best candidate, hands down.
The hope that he inspires is what a lot of people cling to, I think, especially young people that are sick of seeing the same bigwigs in government that they've seen for many years. This is the first presidency that I've seen really big potential for something different to happen.
Signer acknowledges a recent poll that shows Hillary Clinton 20 points ahead of Obama, but she says if enough young people work for him, they could cinch the Democratic caucus in Iowa and start building an America that speaks to their issues. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.